Paul Ramel here at the Stevens County Fair here in Morris. And boy, we're going to talk 4-H. Of course, county fairs, 4-H is a big part of county fairs. And we're going to talk with some winners today. And why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Caitlin Kenyon from Hodges 4-H Club. I show goats, poultry, and a pig.
My name is Allie Staples. I'm from the Pep and Progress 4-H Club, and I show beef, swine, and goats.
Wow. So you girls are busy today here at the fair, huh?
Yes, we've been really busy with the goat show today.
Okay. Caitlin, let's tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Where do you go to school? Activities you're in?
Well, I go to school in Hancock, Minnesota, at Hancock Public Schools.
Okay. Activities?
I'm in 4-H, okay. And FFA.
Okay, you live on a farm?
Yes, I do live on a farm.
Okay, all right. And how about you?
I go to Morris Area High School, and I'm also in FFA, and I'm involved with swimming.
Okay. What do you like about 4-H, Caitlin?
I just like all the new experiences and meeting new people and building friendships, and also like the leadership part of 4-H is also something really amazing about it.
Okay, Allie, how about you? What do you like about 4-H?
I really like getting to work with other people to help get my animals ready and just the experiences that you get along the way.
Okay. Well, Allie, how did you do today? What did you show and how did you do?
Today, I showed one of my goats and I did really good. I got third place in my class and I placed second in showmanship.
Okay. So what do judges look for when you're out there with your goats?
Well, it just depends on the class. Sometimes it depends on their weight. Sometimes it depends on their muscle and their shape and things like that.
All right. And Caitlin, how about you? How did you do today?
I did really good today with my goats. I ended up grand champion showman, also a reserve overall breeding doe, and a grand and reserve overall market goat.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So do you go on to the state fair with all that?
Yes, I will go to the state fair with my reserve overall market doe.
Okay. So talk about your market doe, your goat. I'm a city boy, so you have to educate me a little bit here. What do you do with your goat to prepare him for the show?
Well, to get my goats prepared for the show, I'm working with that animal until the moment I can physically can when it's at my house. I work it as much as I possibly can. Try to work it every day. Bathe it once or twice a week.
Wow. That's more than I do.
Yep. I clip hoofs and just work.
Okay. How about you, Allie?
About the same thing. I try and walk them and just be with them as much as I can. Okay. And then washing them probably, I know, 2 to 3 times a week. And then just really trying to be with them to get them used to you.
Okay. Awesome. So you had a successful day at the Stevens County Fair, huh?
Yes, we did.
All right. Now it's time to go on rides, right?
Oh, sure.
You wanted to do an advertisement, Caitlin, you said. Who's that for?
Oh, also, I am in the poultry part of 4-H. Chris Eisminger is where I get my chickens. He has amazing chickens. I raise them in my house. He provides the birds, and I have done really good with him in the past.
Chris is pretty good at raising.
Yes, Chris is really good with those birds.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great job, girls, and congratulations on your success here at the Stevens County Fair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Caitlin and Allie, right? From what 4-H group?
Hodges and Pep and Progress.
All right, thanks, girls.